From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. North Korea prepares another rocket launch. Pyongyang says it plans to launch an Earth observation satellite between February 8th and 25th. The announcement comes weeks after its fourth nuclear test. John Kirby is a U.S. spokesman.
This act would violate numerous Security Council resolutions by utilizing proscribed ballistic missile technology. It also comes on the heels, as you know, of the January 6th nuclear test, which is itself an egregious violation of U.N. Security Council resolutions.
The launch is expected to involve the drop to Earth of rocket debris in three stages off the western South Korean coast to the northern coast of the Philippines. Japan and South Korea joined the U.S. in demanding the rocket launch be canceled. Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi Tuesday said his country is prepared to help African nations in their battles against militancy. He spoke to the Ghanaian parliament.
Terrorists aim at disintegrating societies by having them living in fear, possibly because they have no constructive projects of their own. They try to kill us. When they are not able to kill, they try to force us to live in the fear. We must refuse this message, and together, in the name of culture, in the name of ideas, in the name of democracy, fight against this terrible message.
The Italian leader is currently on a tour of West Africa that will also take him to Senegal and Nigeria. The Italian leader's visit follows twin terrorist attacks in Burkina Faso last month and in Mali in November. This is VOA News. Peace talks in Geneva aimed at ending Syria's five-year civil war appear to be in jeopardy amid a new Russian-backed government offensive that threatens the northern city of Aleppo. The opposition delegation has threatened to leave the talks. Farah Atassi is a delegation spokesperson.
We are receiving reports of massive escalation of Russian and regime military aggression on Aleppo and Homs, including attacks on hospitals and critical infrastructure. Syrians are desperately fleeing this aggression. We need the international community to intervene with Russia to stop its indiscriminate bombings.
The government delegation said it did not open formal negotiations as scheduled Tuesday with UN envoy Staffan de Mistura, saying the basic framework or agenda of the talks has yet to be established. Meanwhile, Damascus has allowed trucks carrying humanitarian aid to travel into a rebel-held area near Damascus. A Texas county Tuesday reported what appears to be the first case of the Zika virus being transmitted in the U.S. by sexual contact. Officials say the patient was infected with the disease after contact with a sick individual who returned from a country where it is active. Dr. Tom Frieden is director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
With Zika, we don't know exactly how long someone can remain infectious, but in this case, as we understand it, someone had just gotten sick with Zika, and that individual's sexual partner then developed Zika without a travel history. The CDC laboratory confirmed that both individuals do have recent Zika infection.
24 countries confirmed Zika cases at the end of January, most in Central and South America. Brazil's president told lawmakers her government will spare no expense in fighting the mosquito that experts say carries the virus. Brazil hosts the Summer Olympic Games later this year. Iraqi and Kurdish forces say Islamic State militants are transporting carloads of dollars from Iraq to their de facto capital city, Raqqa, in Syria, following U.S. airstrikes. Coalition and Russian airstrikes in recent months have also targeted a variety of the group's financial resources. A military general who's been an outspoken critic of longtime Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni has been charged with illegal political activity and is absent without leave. General David Sejusa, appearing in a military court Tuesday, denied the charges. He was arrested Sunday ahead of the scheduled February 18th presidential election. A commercial Airbus A321 jetliner operated by Dalo Airlines sustained an explosion Tuesday that blew a hole in the fuselage, forcing it to return to the Mogadishu airport. The plane was en route to Djibouti. Two of the 74 passengers on board were injured. Asian shares fell in Wednesday trading as oil prices continued their plunge, the price of crude slipping to below $30 a barrel. Tokyo and Hong Kong fell following losses Tuesday in Europe and New York. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.